First of all, I would like to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online. And indeed, it was with utter shock and dismay that I came home after the Fajr Salah to the news of two of our masajid being attacked in New Zealand, dozens of our Muslim brothers, sisters being attacked, mercilessly killed in an unprovoked attack. Really, it strikes to the heart of a believer. As I was just speaking with Brother Yusuf Ali, then it came into my heart that the topic I plan to speak on this morning, perhaps I should move off topic and discuss the matter at hand, because it has touched so many people's lives and it affects us all as a Muslim body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when we live in this world, then we will definitely be tested. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah says, do you think that you will enter into Jannah, whereas the afflictions, the trials, the tribulations that came to the people of the past has not yet come to you as a test? And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. We have tested those before you. And Allah will test us. As the ayat I read initially says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, surely, most definitely, we will definitely test you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah wants to see who is true in his pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is true in his belief with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of trial and tribulation, who implores, who begs, who beseeches, who cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who understands that whatever is happening, it is happening only through the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Surah Ibrahim, towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا تَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't ever, ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unmindful about what the zalimun and the oppressors are doing. Whether they say they are right wing, far right wing, or whether they are terrorists, whatever it may be, extremists, terrorists, whatever words are being used, Allah uses one word for them. Allah says, amma ya'malu zalimun. Whatever these zalims, these oppressors are doing, don't think Allah is unaware of it. Allah is full aware of whatever is happening in this world. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah says, I am not translating verbatim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are giving them time and we are leaving them in this world until the day of Qiyamah will come. And that is the day of retribution, the Yawmul Jaza, the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them to account. So respected brothers, mothers and sisters, whenever we are afflicted with some type of trial, tragic news, some difficulty, some loss of life, as the Quran al-Majid says, Allah says, we will test you in various ways, in different ways. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We will test you with fear. وَالْجُوعِ. We will test you with hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. And we will test you with loss of wealth. Whether it is through some robbery, whether it is loss of profits, whether a person did not see what he projected at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, he did not make that amount. Whether it is a farmer, wasamarat, Allah speaks about fruit, that farmer does not see the fruit or the harvest at the end of the term. Wal anfus, and Allah says, we will test you with loss of life. Whether it is from your own kids and kin, your own family, your family members, your friends, or whether it be from your brothers and sisters from the global ummah. That is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hadith plainly says that this ummah is like one body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ. That when one part of the body is in pain, we are here in South Africa, right in the southern part of the world, and New Zealand is in another part of the world. But we feel the pain despite it being in New Zealand, or whether it is in Palestine, some reports coming out of some attacks on Palestine now because of a rocket launch that reached Tel Aviv. So whether it is in Palestine, whether it is in the Middle East, whether it is in New Zealand, whether it be India, Pakistan, wherever it may be, إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ, when one part of the ummah, one part of the body is ailing and aching, then the entire ummah feels the pain for that, that part of the ummah and those Muslims that are suffering. So it is a sign of iman, firstly, respected brothers, mothers and sisters, that we feel the difficulty, we feel the pain, we are moved, we are driven to dua, our eyes flow with tears at hearing of such a horrific incident that took place at the time of Jummah, and we feel sad. That is a natural thing. But what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a situation? What does Allah want from us, and what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect from us in such situations? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. To those who exercise patience. And Allah further elaborates and He says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا Those people, when they are afflicted with any musibat, with any difficulty, calamity in their lives, what do they say? قَالُوا They say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Respected mothers and sisters, whether this is at the time of a loss of life, whether it is loss of wealth, whether a person fell down, whatever difficulty came to a person in his life, at this occasion also, we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ So the first thing we do is we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And this affirms our iman that إِنَّا لِلَّهِ We belong to Allah. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا عَطَى To Allah belongs what He takes, and to Allah belongs what He gives. So we all belong to Allah. We haven't come in this world to live forever. This is a darul imtihan. It is a place of test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us life, put us in this world. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And we are all ultimately going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is nothing for us to be really grieved upon, perpetually grieving and perpetually sad. We understand that this life is a short life, and there is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that a person must be taken away. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ Umar radiallahu anhu says that just look at this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us three things for patience. When a person is being patient, Allah is giving us three things. If Allah gave us one thing, it was sufficient, but Allah gives us two as a bonus. Allah gives us two as a bonus. That if a person exercises true patience, he recites, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his attention, his focus is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ Upon such people will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Allah's general mercy and Allah's special mercy reign. Salawat and rahma, ulama explain as Allah's general mercy and Allah's special mercy will reign upon such people that exercise patience at the time of these trials and tribulations. And furthermore, Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ And such people will be divinely guided and are on hidayat and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allahu Akbar, let us look at the positive side. And let us look at the positive, respected brothers, if a person exercises patience. Never do we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tests and trials in our life. We always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. But when these tests come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is an occasion for us to exercise patience to get this reward that Allah is promising. One lady was grieving over the death of her son. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. She does not recognize that this is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages her, exhorts her to be patient. She tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Rasul, she doesn't recognize it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave me alone. You don't know the grief and the worry that I am going through. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves. Someone comes and tells her Do you know who you were speaking to? You were speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She now is worried and perplexed that how could I be so disrespectful? She goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apologizes. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell her? It is a lesson for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her that, oh my sister in Islam, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْرَةِ الْأُولَىٰ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that patience, real patience, is at the time when a person is afflicted with the calamity. When we get the news, how is our reaction? When we learn that someone has passed on, what is our reaction? So at that time, Allah is observing the level of patience of a person. You know, in Surah Alam Nashrah, we learned in Madrasa, Allah says, فَإِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Ulama explain according to the laws of Arabic that when Allah says إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا, the alif lam is specific. That means with every specific difficulty, إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ, when every specific difficulty, يُسْرًا is repeated twice, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us two bounties and two favors and two eases. So the poet says, إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ بِكَ الْبَلْوَى فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرَ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. He says, when you ponder over Surah Alam Nashrah, then you should become elated and happy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed between one difficulty two eases. So respected mothers and sisters, we may not perhaps understand the system, the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but definitely in this, there is for us, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exercising patience, there is great reward for us, and there is great reward for those that have been martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person wants shahadat, then there are different ways that a person can get shahadat. And one way of getting shahadat is for a person to be killed in this manner. And then on the day of Jumu'ah, understand, respected mothers and sisters, that person that is killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they left their homes, they went for salah, they were in the house of Allah, Allahu Akbar. On the day of Jumu'ah, there are so many things here in the month of Rajab, which is a month that is from the four sacred months. Can we understand that for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that their maut is something as a blessing for them? If only we can understand. A person that is killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Allah says, in one place they are alive, but you don't know. Then in another place Allah says, they are alive and they are being sustained by Allah. Their souls go into the bodies of green birds, they fly in Jannat and they enjoy the fruit of Jannat. So respected mothers and sisters and brothers, on the day of Friday, if a person passes away in general, then there is a hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the punishment of the qabr. Inshallah, he'll be saved from the azab and the punishment and the questioning of the qabr. So at this juncture, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters that are suffering throughout the world, especially now at this time and moment, our brothers and sisters in New Zealand, those of their families and those that have been injured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, grant their families sabr e jameel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their patience, make it easy for them to understand this situation and this loss of theirs, to understand that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for all of us to say repeatedly, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these few words, make it beneficial for myself and for us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.